Zhang Cheng Hao. Where's Mary? Thank you for working so hard and all those who helped you. That was an awesome video. So, a famous theologian, his name's Charles Spurgeon, was once criticized for putting too much laughter into his sermon.
有一个非常有名的神学家或者是布道家 叫做Charles Spurgeon, 斯布真牧师, 他被人批评说他在讲道当中有太多的欢笑在里边。
They said things like, that's frivolous, or it lacks seriousness.
说你这个太轻浮了,一点都不严肃。
And Spurgeon replied to one woman who just kind of courted him, and he said to her, my good lady.
也是一个女士把她盯住她不让她走,然后她就跟她说,我的好女士。
If you only knew.
我真的希望你。
How much I actually restrained myself.
了解我多么激烈地想克制自己。
You'd understand that laughter is good.
你不知道这个欢笑是多么好。
So for me, after all the years of studying the scriptures, and now studying clinical pastoral counseling, I honestly believe that laughter is a spiritual act.
对我来说，我学了那么多年的神学和圣经。 我现在也快做成为一个临床的教牧辅导。 我相信那个欢笑是一件属灵的行动。
I actually think it should be a spiritual discipline.
欢笑应该是个属灵的操练。
I think that it would be really healthy for us to laugh at least 3 times a day.
如果我们每天大笑三次，对我们的健康是非常重要的。
And for those of you who have children, that should be pretty easy.
对你如果有小孩子的那些人来说,
now come on, that was fun.
很容易的事情。快笑吧, 这是很好笑的。<笑>
Yeah, at least, you know, help me out here a little bit.
参与一下, 给他一点鼓励。
The Gesundheit Institute.
一个叫Gesundheit这个研究中心。
Gesundheit is German for God bless you, if you didn't know.
Okay, 那个是德文，叫做上帝祝福你。It
was founded by a famous, very brilliant doctor whose nickname was Patch. His name was Patch Adams.
他是有这样一个Patch Adams这个人，是个非常有名的一个医师，他所建立的。
So he was an out-of-the-box kind of doctor, providing free care for those who would come to his clinic.
他是一个跟一般人不太一样的，对那些有些人要到这里来那个寻求帮助的时候，他有的时候会给他们免费。
He was also a professional clown.
他是一个职业的丑角。
So he said this.
他这样说。
Laughter is a beautiful door to bring about relaxation, open our capacities to feel, to love, to reach the silent ecstasy and creativity. Laughter is simply using the road. And what he means by that, it's actually the best way to enter relaxation.
好，但是欢笑是让我们进入放松的美丽的门，让我们能够感受、能够爱、能够达到安静的一个大喜乐和一个创造。他就说那个笑是那个，那个是正确的道路，是让我们进入这个。
Excuse me. So, through my studies, I've read and researchers confirm that we actually change physiologically when we laugh.
我通过我自己的学习，我了解到，就是当我们笑的时候呢，我们的生理会发生变化。
We stretch muscles throughout our face and body.
我们的 脸部的肌肉，我们的身上的肌肉都会发生得到伸展。
Our pulse goes up.
我们的心跳。
Our blood pressure goes up.
我们的血压都会升高。
We breathe a little faster.
呼吸也会加快。
And we send that wonderful thing we need, oxygen, to all parts of our body. Also, I think God wants us to laugh.
并且上帝也让我们欢笑。
Listen to Psalm 126.
让我们看, 诗篇126篇。
Now this not only shows that laughter and God go together, but it also shows that God and joy go together. This psalm is written to help you discover, us discover, the secret of joy.
那这个诗篇不但让我们知道上帝和欢笑是在一起的，上帝跟喜乐也是在一起的，也帮助我们了解说我们怎么样那个有更那个欢笑。
All right, so let's all read it together.
让我们一同来读。 我们读中文好不好？当耶和华将那些被掳的带回西安的时候，我们好像做梦的人，我们满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人中就有人说耶和华为他们行了大事。Singing
has a similar effect.
唱歌也有同样的效果。
We stretch muscles in our chest and we release endorphins and serotonin and we also, honestly, when we sing for some odd reason, we just feel better. So when this psalm refers to joy, it does not simply mean happiness. It's discussing joy in a way that is a secret type of joy.
欢喜高兴，而是指那个喜乐是种特别的一种喜乐。
We were discussing joy in one of our classes this week, and one of my fellow students says, "Joy has nothing to do with happiness, but happiness is completely connected to joy."
当我在我的上课的时候，我们一起讨论，我跟我的同学们一起讨论的时候，他们说，那个喜乐。 跟那个欢喜，跟开心没有关系，但是开心一定是跟喜乐有关系。So
some people describe joy as an unanticipated happiness.
那有的人说，喜乐是一种意想不到的开心。But
for me,
对我来说,
joy is much, much deeper than that.
对我来说，喜乐比这个更加的深奥。At
least secret joy is.
特别是那个。
Let's listen to Luke. He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven, and I have given you authority to trample out on snakes and scorpions, to overcome all power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus, full of joy, through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and you have revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do."
我们来读中文的哈，大家一起来读。耶稣对他们说，我曾看见撒旦从天上坠落。 像闪电一样，我已经给你们权柄，可以践踏蛇和蝎子，又胜过仇敌一切的能力，断没有什么能害你们。然而，不要因鬼服了你们就欢喜，要因你们的名记录在天上欢喜。正当那时，耶稣被圣灵感动，就欢乐说：“父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来。” 像婴孩就显出来，父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。So
let me make 3 points.
那我想有三点要指出来。Joy
belongs to the realm of the supernatural.
那喜乐是属于这个超自然的范畴。Angels
rejoice at an unbeliever's conversion.
那当我们归向基督的时候，天上的天使就会欢喜。I think
there's a slide.
下面一个page.
Joy understands, maybe not. Joy understands that eternal life is enough to rejoice this life.
那就是那个史勒明白说永恒的生命是足够让我们这一辈子能够幸福的一个源泉。
And Joy understands that God ultimately protects us from evil.
使得让我们知道上帝最终让我们保护我们脱离那个邪恶。
I find it pretty interesting that some people are just more natural at smiling.
那我发现有些人很自然比较喜欢笑的那种。
They can wake up in the morning and sing a real cheery song to start their day.
早上起来的时候他们可以很开心的唱一首开心的歌来开始他们的一天。
And they can look at their breakfast and just get excited and clap their hands with delight.
那他们看着他们的早饭就可以拍手很高兴来很开心。
But for me,
但是我,
like the Peanuts character in Charles Schulz's wonderful strip, Snoopy, the main character said, I hate people that sing in the morning.
我就像这个上面这个漫画上面写着，我就不喜欢人早上唱歌。
For some, they get up early because they like it.
有些人他们迟得很早，因为他们很喜欢。
Some people are those morning people.
有的是早上的人。
Some people are evening people.
有的人是晚上,
Some people just seem to naturally feel happier than others.
有些人就自然的就比别人来得快乐。
But for me, I'm like Snoopy.
对我来说，我比较像这个史努比这个。
Don't be chipper with me in the morning.
都不要早上来吵醒我，叽叽喳喳的吵醒我。
Actually, it won't matter because I won't be awake.
没关系，反正我是睡不醒的。Because
see, we are wired the way God intended us to be wired.
我们的生命是上帝按照上帝的方式来制造的。But
what's important is that joy is not merely a matter of temperament. It's not a matter of just singing in the morning. It's a secret joy.
但是那个喜乐不是关于我们气质的问题，也不是早上唱歌的问题，这是一个奥秘的喜乐。It's
not that joy that we fake when we really are, you know, ready to growl or we're rumbling or we brood over something going on in our life.
那不是那种我们心里边充满了各种那个愤怒、窝火，但是表面上要装出来那种欢、那种喜乐。
And joy is not that fake thing that we try to do to cheer people up.
这喜乐也不是为了让别人开心来假装出来的那样一种。
It's not imposing our views by going up to someone who just at that very moment discovered that his wife was in a car accident, and you tell him, "Rejoice in the Lord always."
不是那种看到人听说人家的那个太太刚刚出了一个车祸，然后就跑去跟人家说，你要在主里边喜乐。
Or an attempt to comfort them, we say, "Well, you know, God's working all things for good that those who love the Lord according to their calling."
不是那种跟人家说，反正那个上帝是凡事互相效力，让爱神的人得益处。
You know, I've had people actually do that when I've had negative things happen in my life.
我有这样的经历。
But Earl, you just got to trust in God.
你要相信上帝啊。
Yeah, alright, fine.
Okay, 我知道。
You know, what I really like to do is just say something to them like this. Well, you know, let me kick you in the shin and let's see how much rejoicing you're going to do.
可是我心里是想跟他们说，让我在你腿上踢一脚，看看你到底喜乐不喜乐。Joy
cannot be summoned. It's not like I can say, give me joy. And then it's instant. It doesn't work that way, does it?
那个喜乐不是你可以要求的，你不是说，哦，给我喜乐，我马上就得到。So
joy is not a matter of temperament. Joy is not a natural predisposition. The secret joy is not an experience that you manufacture for yourself or for other people.
就爱不是一种那个气质，也不是一种预先的一种倾向。 假装出来的。
Instead, secret joy is the result of being restored to God.
那个真正的那个 joy, 那种奥妙的 joy 是从被上帝更新、被上帝恢复所产生的这样一种喜乐。
Let's look back at Psalm 126, verse 1.
我们再回到那个诗篇126篇第一节。
And it says, when the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed.
当耶和华将那些被带回、被掳的带回锡安的时候，我们好像做梦的人。
See, joy is not happiness because of genetics. We are joyful because of what God has done for each and every one of us.
所以喜乐不是一种自然的那个倾向。一种自然的开心，而是因为上帝为我们做了事情，所以我们产生这样一种喜乐。
This joy is based on an objective, real, and God-given restoration.
这是这个 joy 是因为那个真实的那个上帝给我们的一种更新。
And so for those who have this joy, they have experienced God.
那些有这样喜乐的人，他们已经经历了上帝。
At the end, it says, "We were like those who dreamed."
他讲我们好像那些做梦的人。
And see, in the ancient world, when dreams were referred to, it did first of all did not mean daydream. It actually meant an actual dream that you have when you sleep.
在古代的文献当中，当他们讲到这个做梦的时候，不是我们讲好像在幻想，在白日做梦，而是他们真正在夜里做的那个梦。
He's saying that joy is comparable to an actual good dream.
他在这里说，我们得到的这种喜乐，就像我们真的在梦里所做的，做了一个好梦的时候那种感觉一样。
It's a joy when you experience it, you say, I'm living a dream.
当这种喜乐是当你经历的时候，你说，哦，我真的是活在梦里。
We are restored to the Lord. I am living a dream.
我们被上帝所恢复，我们是活在一个梦里边，那个美好的梦里边。
So we need to throw away all ideas that joy is found in things apart from God.
我们应该放弃那种那个喜乐跟上帝没有关系的那种观念。
Joy is not found in money or possessions. Joy is found only in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
喜乐不是建立在你的金钱和你的所有的拥有的东西上面，而是完全建立在我们的主耶稣基督上面。
Joy understands that God is not this serious, gloomy, despondent, negative, critical sort of religious freak. No, God is not a cosmic killjoy. No, God is a loving, enjoyable Lord.
那个喜乐说上帝不是一个严肃的一个阴沉的一个宗教的一个怪物上帝不是一个专门不让你喜乐的一个人，而是上帝是一个让我们能够那个欢喜的这样一个那个这有爱的这样一个上帝。
So God's will is not to punish us.
上帝不是要来处罚我们。
It'll happen if you don't surrender your life to Christ, but that is not His will.
你当然最后，如果我们不肯信耶稣，最后的结果是上帝的处罚，但是那不是上帝所愿意的。
God wants each and every one of us to come to Him in faith, humility, and love.
上帝让我们每一个人都来到他的面前，带着我们的信心、我们的谦卑和我们的爱来到他的面前。
So Psalm 126 goes on not only to describe the dream, but it tells you that dream came true.
那个诗篇126篇不只是为我们描述那个梦，而是说那个梦 可以变成真实。
So let's look at the next section.
我们看看下一个下一句。
Says, then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongues with shouts of joy. Then they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us. We are glad.
我们读第二节哈，我们满口欢喜，满舌满口喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人中就有人说，耶和华为他们行了大事。
So Zion stands for the story of the people of God that culminates in the heavenly Jerusalem, not the piece of land in Israel, the heavenly Jerusalem, heaven itself.
那锡安不只是代表说那个地方那个山，而是代表说所有的神的百姓，最终是在天上合一的那个神的百姓。
The place where we who call ourselves Christians are residents even right now.
那个地方是我们我们基督徒认为我们是所属的，我们的是我们的故乡。
A lot of you came to this country as aliens. You came from China.
好多人到
And you now live here.
好多人到美国来的时候是个外国人，我们大部分都是从中国中国来的，但是今天我们住在这里。
And even for you, those who call Christ your Lord, you're not a resident of China, you're not a resident of the United States, you are a resident of heaven.
那是把称自己为基督徒的人，你们不是只是中国的居民，也不只是美国的居民，你是天上的居民。
We are aliens in this world.
我们是这个在这个世界上来说，我们是外邦人，我们是外族人。
And see, God brought us back. He restored us so that we may have that eternal life that He promises.
上帝恢复了我们，让我们有这样一个有这样一个应许，让我们是那个有永恒的生命，是属于他的。
So let's look at the parallel between Psalm 126 and 26:4 and Psalm 126:1.
我们看看那个诗篇一百二十六篇的第四节和第一节。
So the first part says, "When the Lord rescued, or when God rescued," verse 4 prays that restore our fortunes, O Lord. So the first part of the psalm is the dream, what happened when God adjourned. The second part is how we are going to live this dream.
是第一节的时候是上帝恢复了我们，上帝让我们重新恢复，这是一个那个梦想成为真实。那下面接着说是我们怎么样活出这样一个那个梦想。
Now, the word fortunes doesn't mean money or possessions, and God's going to pour out all this wealth. He's going to pour out the wealth of one thing, and that is His love for you, His grace, His abundant grace.
上帝恢复了我们的命运，命运不只是说一般的我们的钱财什么的，是说上帝给我们这样一种爱，给我们这样一个关系，给我们这样一个。
Actually, when you look deeper into the word fortune mirrors the word restore.
如果你仔细看这个词的话，那个命运这个跟那个恢复是连在一起的。
So when it says the Lord restored our fortunes, it means something like this. When God restored us to a restored situation.
当这里说上帝恢复了我们的命运的时候，是上帝恢复了那个我们应该原来的那样一个状态，命运的状态，预先应该有的那个命运的状态。
Isn't that what Christ did?
那是不是这就是耶稣基督为我们做的呢？
He atoned for our deaths. I mean our sins, I'm sorry.
为我们的罪付上代价。
The Bible calls him the second Adam.
那个圣经把它称为是第二个亚当。
The first Adam fell. Christ came to show us that we can, as humans, live sinless through God.
第一个亚当失败的，但上耶稣来让我们显明说我们可以通过耶稣基督活成没有罪的那样一种状态。
I kind of like to look at Jesus as the do-over. We get a second shot.
那个，我觉得应该把那个，耶稣看成是那个重造者，让我们给我们第二次的机会。
He is the mediator, the person in between us and the Father that is going to restore us to the restored situation.
那个耶稣是那个中间的那一个，能够恢复我们到那个原来的那个状态。
Prior to the fall, we were able to not sin.
在原来，在我们在始祖犯罪之前，我们是有能力不犯罪的。After
the fall, we were not able to not sin.
当那个始祖犯罪以后，我们就得到一个状态，我们没有办法不犯罪。And
then after Christ, we were once again able to not sin through Him.
那个通过耶稣的救赎，我们。 重新恢复到一个状态，我们可以通过他，在他里面。Do
you see how we're restored to the original?
看看这是我们怎么样被恢复到原来的状态。Do
you understand how Christ now is the second Adam, the do-over?
那你这样的话，你就明白为什么耶稣基督是第二个亚当，是重造者。That's
the secret joy.
那就是那个奥妙的喜乐。
It's about being restored and being brought back to how we were designed to be.
是关于我们被重塑，我们被更新，被恢复到原来那个我们被设计的那样一个状态。We
were designed to be in the Garden of Eden.
我们是应该在这个伊甸园里边生活。To
not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们不应该吃那个。
But we did.
但是我们吃了,
and so then we needed to be saved.
所以我们需要被拯救。Romans
says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
罗马书讲的,我们世人都犯了罪,亏欠了神的荣耀。And
the wages of that sin is death.
那个罪的工价就是死。Jesus
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father. No one gets restored. No one gets the ability to able to not sin again through Him unless they go through Him. That is salvation. That is what we are called to do. That is the secret joy.
那个耶稣基督是道路真理生命，没有人可以到父那里去，除非是。 经过他，没有人能够不犯罪，所以这就是那个真正的奥妙的喜乐。So
secret joy is being restored, and so I was thinking about what kind of little analogy can I give you, and I thought about when people restore furniture.
当我那个在想那个我们那个喜乐是关于。 恢复，那我在想用什么样的一个比喻，能够来做一个比喻呢？那我就想到那个我们来重新那个家具重新把它装修一下。So
the furniture is stripped of the old finish, it's then sanded, and it's smooth and ready to be refinished. It takes a lot of work to do this.
那一个旧的家具。 把它原来上面涂的那些油漆全部都重新刮掉，然后用纱布擦了以后，再让它那个，再把它磨得打打打打的光滑，然后再涂上一层油漆，这是件很不容易做的事情。Sometimes
repairs are needed. Some portions need to be rebuilt.
有些部分已经坏掉了，需要重新那个修，要把它重新做。And
the refinisher has to find the exact same type of wood.
你要重新做的时候，你必须要找出完全一样的木料。
He has to research and take good care of it and figure out how can I bring this back to its restored, to its original nature.
需要做很多的研究，要仔细的想我们怎么样把它要恢复到原来的那样一种。
So finally, it's completed. The finished piece of furniture is presented back to the owner. And in some ways, it's not the same. And in other ways, it's even better.
当我们这样一个家具，修好了的家具，把它给这个主人的时候，在某种程度上来说，它已经不一样了。但是另外一个程度上来看，它变得更好。
So it's like us.
有点像我们。
All the ugliness of our sin is transformed by the living water of Jesus Christ.
那我们所有的那个罪的那个丑陋都被主耶稣的那个活水给移植给除去了。
We're like those in that dream.
我们有点像在那个梦中的那样一个。
We're refinished to dream.
我们重新在梦里边我们重新又被再造了。
But what are the dreams talking about?
那这个梦在讲什么呢?
Then our mouth was filled with laughter.
那我们的嘴被满口欢喜。
See, laughter is a kind of clearing of the mind.
那个欢笑就是让我们的心里边更加的清晰。
It's not a little...
也是,不是只是... 这么简单笑一下,
or,
是我这是,
or
笑一下, 偷偷的笑一下,
it's not even a mild happy laugh. Like,
不是只是高兴的笑一下, right?
It's a slap your thigh, yeah, that's funny kind of laughter, isn't it?
是拍着大腿而笑。
That is the secret joy of Christ. It is the wide open mouth of laughter that the psalm is talking about. That's the dream.
那不是只是一般的笑，而是真的是开心的大笑，就是那个诗篇的那个作者所讲的一样的。So I thought I'd share
some of these little blooper jokes that were actually in bulletins across the United States.
有的时候我们用意是那个意识，那是小小玩笑，在那个我们的教会的那个bulletin上面那个讲一讲，开开玩笑。
So one is the epistles, which is letters, the New Testament. The epistles are the wives of the apostles.
有的人说这个圣经上这些书信就是这是使徒的太太了。Or
the fifth commandment is humor thy father and mother.
这个第五条诫命是关于那个父母的这个一种幽默。
Or Lot's wife was a pillar of salt by day and a ball of fire by night.
那或者是罗德太太是白天是个岩柱，晚上就是个火球。And
for some, Noah's wife was Joan of Arc.
对，有的人说那个越南的太太是那个Joanna of 那个方舟的那个Joanna。So
these are sort of little chuckles.
这是小的玩笑。As
a matter of fact, I look out, and no one really chuckled.
我看看你们没人都没人笑。
You did not find them funny. I knew that was going to happen. Because I didn't really find them that funny myself. But I'm hoping that this little cute little story might just warm your heart a little bit. So this kindergarten teacher was walking around, she was observing her classroom of her children while they were drawing pictures.
幼儿园的这个老师在走来走去看这些小孩子在那认真的画画。And
so she got the one little girl who's diligently drawing, and the teacher says, what are you drawing?
他看了一个小姑娘在那很认真的在那里专心的画画，然后他就说，哎，你到底画什么呢？
And the little girl's drawing, and she looks up, I'm drawing God. And the teacher paused, thought for a second. She said, well, you know, Sarah, no one knows what God looks like.
So,
little girl's drawing, and then she replies, well, they will in a minute. So that was funny, and that was cute.
很好笑的一个玩笑。But
see, the psalm isn't even describing that kind of laughter or that kind of joy.
那这个诗篇不只是那样一种的,
It's describing that joy where tears are running down your face because you've laughed so hard.
讲的那种开心的笑的那个眼泪都从眼流得满面都是的那一种欢笑。
It's describing that kind of laughing out loud. And here's the best part, I think, is that we are all doing it together.
那个最开心的部分就是我们大家一起的欢笑。
We are God's people together, engaged in wide open mouth laughter.
我们是上帝的儿女，我们上帝的家里的人，我们在一起，一种开心的大笑。
Fun loving, joyful, stomach hurting laughter.
这种很开心的一种，连笑的肚子都疼的那种笑。
The kind of laughter where you have no more room in your mouth.
这样的欢笑是你再也装不下别的东西了。Right?
It's the, oh, I can't, oh no, oh, I love it, oh, did you see what he did, oh, I can't, you do not have to translate this. Laughter's a universal language, isn't it? It's that kind of laughter. That's the secret joy. That's what God wants. He wants us to have that kind of laughter, that kind of joy, that kind of passion, that enthusiasm that says, oh, thank you, God, I love you so much.
就是上帝要我们的欢笑，那样一种充满热情的那样一种欢喜，那种快乐，那上帝是，就是跟上帝说，我们真的是爱。
You know, all that's your fault. You hired me 10 years ago. So, it's the kind of joy where we are just so filled with it that even we shout, like it says here, and our tongue was filled with shouts of joy.
就是刚才讲的那种笑，就是我们真的是满口那个满舌的欢笑。
It's the pump your fist in the air, shout for your team that scores the touchdown or hits a home run or you achieve straight A's on your report card or your transcript.
所支持的那个橄榄球队那个得了分，或者你支持的所喜欢那个垒球队那个得了分，或者是你得了那个straight A，你所发出的那种欢笑。
Have you ever felt that way about God?
你们对上帝有这样的感受吗？曾经
？An overwhelming, uncontrollable enthusiasm.
对上帝一种从那个没办法控制的这样一种。
Not caring what other people think, but praising God no matter what and doing it loudly and doing it passionately and doing it enthusiastically, making him famous once again.
不管怎么样，当我们真的是那样做，而是充满热情的那样开心欢笑的时候，上帝就变得啊。So one day,
one day in Sunday school, the children were learning about how God created everything.
有一天在一个幼儿园里边，那个小孩子在学习说，上帝是怎么样造的，这是所有的东西。He
created, including human beings.
他也造的人。So
a little boy named Johnny, she was especially fascinated with what the teacher described when she said that Eve was created from one of Adam's ribs.
他听到老师讲，那个夏娃是用亚当的一根肋骨造的，他觉得非常的惊奇。And
so later that week,
那个星期以后，后来那个星期
，Johnny was, you know, laying down, kind of holding his stomach, and his mother noticed him that he was kind of feeling ill.
他就躺在地上，他那个好像那个 肚子有点不舒服的，妈妈就觉得他好像是生病了。
And his mom said, "What's wrong? What's wrong, Johnny?"
妈妈说你到底Johnny, 你到底出了什么事
？And Johnny, holding his side, said, "I got a pain in my side, Mom."
他就那个抓住他的那个肋旁，就说妈妈说我的那个肋旁有点痛。
It really hurts, Mom. I think I'm having a wife.
他说很痛，可能说不定我也会有一个太太了。
Still, more needs to be described when we think of this dream in Psalm 126.
所以当我们在看这个那个诗篇一百二十六篇的话，有我们有很多可以分享的。
And then they said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them.
他们说那个别人别的民族都说，上帝在他们中间行了大事。
So there's the slide that I was talking about four or five slides ago. I made this, so I put them in the wrong order.
对，就是我们满口欢喜笑，满舌欢呼的时候，外邦人就说。
Okay, so they're laughing. They're laughing really, really loud. They're shouting songs of joy. And they're basically praising God with so much intensity that I think that everyone looked around them and just simply said, whoa, wow, that's the kind of love that I want. I want some of what they have. I would love to have that secret joy.
所以当他说那个诗篇二十六篇所讲的这些人那样开心那样欢喜的时候，那别人就看着说哦，我也想要一点那样的欢了。
So the dream is described as God restoring his people. This causes laughter, joy, and the ability to witness this to others. And then now let's read how the dream comes true in Psalm 26:4-6.
那个刚才讲的那个梦是讲的是上帝恢复他们，使他们能够欢笑，能够喜乐，也能够做见证。下面让我们看看那个后面是怎么样，这个梦想是怎么样变成真实。
I'm going to ask you guys to read this。
我们一同来读那个诗篇一百二十六篇四到六节。耶和华，求你使我们被掳的人归回，好像南地的河水复流。流泪撒种的必欢呼收割，那带种流泪出去的必要欢欢乐乐的带禾捆回来。
Well, there's an old hymn. Not sure if you've heard of it. It's called Bringing in the Sheaves.
我不知道你们有没有听说过这首歌。
It's Bringing in the Sheaves, Bringing in the Sheaves. We will come rejoicing, Bringing in the Sheaves.
这个
Bringing in, I'm about sheaves. That's what everyone looks at, right? I remember as a kid, I'm singing it. We will come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. And I'm sitting there going, what is a sheave? Well, a sheave is the abundant harvest of whatever grain it is. If you're graining wheat, it's the abundant harvest. It's the kind of harvest that you can't carry.In one hand, it's representing in the song that abundant grace that God gives to us.
Okay, 他讲带领那个 sheep 是一种可以说河捆吧，那个大的河捆啊，你抱都抱不过来。就是这首歌叫带领这个带这个河捆回来，带河捆回来。
So Psalm 126 models the prayer for the dream to come true, and the contrast.Of what it's like when that dream comes true. To begin with, it says, Restore our fortunes, O Lord. This mirrors the description already described in the first half of the psalm. We are going to be restored. We are bringing in the sheaves. We are going to no longer just go out and weep. We're going to sow, which means to cultivate, which means to take out of the ground.Not only in our tears, but we are going to reap. We are going to reap with shouts of joy, and that's when we actually take the crop.
这个就是跟前面做一个比较，我们不只是去收，
So now in the second half, the psalm begins to model the surprising contrast of being restored, and being restored is contrasted to this verse, like streams in Negba, which means, Negba literally means parched or dry. So basically it's the southern part of the country. It's the desert. So it's like bringing water, streams of water to the desert.
这个后面的这部分就是跟前面做一个比较，就是这样。前面是讲到，就是讲到怎么样被恢复以后，就是原来是一个那个干旱干地的土地，叫做那个南地。那现在就是有河流在上面，有那个水流在那个干地上面。So
before the dream, it's like a place where the living water of God does not exist.
在那个梦之前，就像有一个干旱的地方，那上帝的活水，没有上帝的活水。It's
lifeless. It's without the Spirit of God.
就是没有生命的，没有上帝的灵。But
the dream is when those streams of living water invade that desert and make it abundant enough to grow the wheat, sow through the tears, and reap the grace that God gives us.
那个梦就是怎么样在一个干旱燥的土地上有水，然后我们去撒种，去收割。上面讲的那个，欢欢实实的带禾捧回来。So
Psalm 126 teaches us that God's restoration is in contrast to water flowing in the desert and then us shouting with joy after we receive it.
所以这边诗篇就是这个对照，是水怎么样流到那个干旱的土地上，我们怎么样收割，然后怎么样欢喜快乐。So
let me try and explain this quickly with the mnemonic happy, H-A-P-P-Y.
我们就用很简单的一个比较好记的一个符号来解释这件事情，叫做 happy, 快乐, H-A-P-P-Y.
So the H stands for humility. It requires us to humble ourselves before God. In Matthew 5, it says, blessed are the happy, are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The A is advice.
A is advice.
The psalmist is talking about us as a community. Being together is a critical part of being human. We're wired to be together. We need the love and advice of each other, and we all need God together. So, next is perspective.
那另外一个就是P，就是一个视角，这个看问题的角度。
So this is the contrast. In Negba, the streams of flowing water into the desert lead to the joy. So they lead from the dark side of our emotions. We ask for help, and now we're coming into the bright emotion of the secret joy of God. It's a perspective. It's an attitude. It's the way we look at things.
这是一个比较，是从一个干旱的，是没有水的一个那个沙漠上，到那个欢喜快乐，是从一个负面的一个情绪进入一个正面的一个积极的，是一种看问题的角度的改变。So
let's look at John 14:6 says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And now let's look at Philippians 4:8-9, and it says this, and I'll ask you to read it out loud.
刚才我们看那个约翰福音14:6，说，耶稣就是道路真理生命，没有人可以到父那里去，除非是靠着耶稣。那现在我们看那个腓立比书的第4:8-9，我们大家一同来读。弟兄们，我们还有未尽的话。 凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们都要思念。你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的，这些事你们都要去行，是平安的神就必与你们同在。
So the point of Paul's words mentioned in this is kind of like looking at a flower and asking, what does that flower tell me about God as our creator?
那这段经文让我们可以看到说，当我们在路边看到一朵花的时候，那我们竟然想到说，这花让我们看到上帝的创造是怎么回事。
And it even helps us to look at those ignoble things like the massacre in Orlando.
让我们可以看到说，像刚刚发生的那个奥兰多的那个屠杀事件。
And what does that tell us about this fallen world?
让我们看到到底在这个堕落的世界里边。
And the need for that secret joy.
让我们需要那一种奥妙的喜乐。
See, God is trying to change our perspective.
上帝要改变我们看问题的角度。
We need him.
我们需要。
We need Jesus.
我们需要耶稣。
We need that change.
我们需要这种改变。
We need the second Adam of God.
我们需要第二个亚当。
The Adam that was fully God and fully man, God incarnate to come down and save us.
就是完全的人，完全的神，能够道成肉身来到我们中间来，拯救我们的那一位。
The next P is prayer.
另外一个。是祷告。
This is the kind of prayer that restores us to the Lord.
这是那种可以更新我们，可以把我们恢复到神面前的那样一种祷告。
It's the kind of prayer that helps us to make room for God daily.
那这种祷告让我们在我们日常生活当中，让上帝在我们生活当中占有一个部分。
It's the kind of prayer that makes that spiritual discipline of putting God in their life every day and figuring out when they can spend some quiet time with God.
是那种一种属灵的操练，让我们想办法让上帝在我们中间，在我们生活当中的那个主要的部分。
It's the kind of prayer that we don't do in Bible studies, which is good, or we don't do in church, which is good. It's the kind of prayer where we're on our knees or in our favorite chair, we have the Bible open, and we're asking God a question like this, Lord, would you restore me to that secret joy?
这样一种祷告不是说指的是在我们在那个周末的这个查经会查经班或者是在教会里边那个祷告会的这样一种祷告，那这些祷告当然都很好，这个祷告是说我们个人的，在我们这个安静的时刻，我们的圣经在那里打开着，然后我们正跪在上帝的面前跟上帝说，主啊，你能否恢复我？
The why is you. And I'd like you to think of you in the plural.
那个 why 就是你。我希望你们想的这个你是你们，不是你。
So we need to be restored. We need to be renewed. We need to be renovated to be the way God intended us to be designed.
我们需要被恢复，我们需要被翻新，被更新。回到上帝让原来设计的那样一个我们。
The gospel enables us to become a new creation in Christ.
福音使我们能够在基督里成为一个新的创造。
And our sins are removed, and His righteousness stands between us and the Father.
我们在基督里边，我们的罪被除去，是耶稣基督的义，让我们可以站在上帝的面前。
So let me end with this quick story.
想给大家讲一个很简单的故事。
Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were out camping.
有一个人叫 Sherlock Holmes， 还有一个那个叫做Dr. Watson， 这两个人一起出去那个camping 去野营。
So Holmes woke up Watson in the middle of the night and he pointed at the stars.
这个 Holmes 这个人。他夜里头就醒过来，然后他就看上满天的星斗。
And so Watson kind of blinked his eyes And then knowing that Sherlock Holmes is the great deducer of crimes, said, well, what are you trying to deduce?
他把那个Watson那个叫醒了，Watson那个稀里糊涂的眼睛睁开，心里边很不开心，然后说你到底看到什么了？
Well, Watson said, well, astronomically, I deduced that there's millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets.
他说从那个天文上看，我可以看到有很多很多星星，或者是甚至有上百亿、上千亿的星星在天上。
And then he says, well, astrologically, I deduced that that bright-looking star right there is Saturn.
那我如果从占星说，占星学上来看，我看到那个最亮的那个星，这个是土星。
I also can deduce based on my watch that the current time is about quarter past three.
就是看看那个，我按照我的那个手表来看，现在是三点一刻。
And all the time, Sherlock Holmes is kind of like shaking his head no and looking at him, hoping he deduces what Holmes deduces.
叫Watson说，你看看到底是，那你得到什么结论呢？So
Watson gives it one more try, and he says, well, meteorologically, I deduce that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow.
哦，那个刚才讲错了，因为那个人他心里不太舒服，就说你到底看了半天，你看到什么了？他刚才讲了一些那个看到这样那样，现在说你还看到什么？他说，我看到明天可能是个很好的天气。
So finally, Watson gets frustrated and says, well, Holmes, what about you? What do you deduce?
Now, Watson 就跟那个Holmes讲，那你看到什么呢？
And he said, Watson, and he said it rather slowly, I deduce that someone has stolen our tent.
那就是Watson，我看了半天，我就想到有人把我们的帐篷偷走了。
Joy can be very complex. And joy can be very simple. We tend to think of being happy as a trite experience, and miserable is more profound because it has more emotion tied to it. And nothing can be further than the truth, because God's ultimate calling for those who believe is not a dejected, insightfulness, but it's a joyful relentlessness. It is an adventure. It's an adventure that reverberates. Actually, you feel the movement of God, and that echoes the truth that we find through Christ.
那个上帝让我们最终让我们找到的不只是让我们在认识他的过程当中，不只是让我们有一些黯然的这种洞察力，而是让我们真的是一个简单的喜乐，能够不断的那个经历他，让我们在经历当中那个有一种不断的。
So it means God Himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eye. And death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning. Nor crying, nor pain anymore. For the former things have passed away. It's for those of us who put our trust in Jesus Christ. So rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Amen.
Amen.